This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You got patriots in Austin, Texas. If you're watching us around the world or listening, about 50, 60 people out there now, about 10 of them. It looks like more, like 75 now, are wearing all black, some kind of weird, yeah. Looks like a cult. They won't talk. They're all pibbed out. And they are just there basically saying, F Alex Jones, he hates blacks, he hates women, even though they're almost all white. And the girl that looked like she's half white, half black, just looked like a total zombo. And they won't talk other than cussing. And then they just go around like zombies. Look at that blonde girl. Just looks like a zombie. She's just there shaking her head with hatred, totally brainwashed. Nobody's blocking her sign. InfoWars is anti-women. You know what I love? People actually go to InfoWars.com. They'll find the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't get no weapon forms against us will prosper. David Knight, I didn't know that you even tried to adopt a black baby and your other Christian friends were able to adopt a black sibling group.
Yeah, 30 years ago, they wouldn't allow that in North Carolina when we tried to. They've changed it now. We have some friends back there. They adopted a sibling group. They're white. They adopted a black sibling group. But they told us at the time we went there, they said, well, we don't have any white babies for adoption, but we do have black babies. So that's fine. We'll adopt a black baby. We don't care. And they said, no, we won't allow that. My wife called the North Carolina children's home, and they said, we don't adopt children out of here. What would we do at the orphanage if we adopted our kids out?
And they always say, when I've been at Planned Parenthood demonstrations, mainly racist blacks against their own people, they say, nobody wants these black babies.
Yeah.
The truth is, there's more people wanting to adopt black babies than there are black babies being killed. And then that would be a way to get people socially mobile, would be to get them out of some of these, you know, bad inner-city cultures and help them. But no, 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 we can't have that. And your story is biblical about how you ought to tell it sometime or do a whole piece on it and have your wife in, how you couldn't have kids, but then once you adopted, she got pregnant.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the thing is that we had tried going to different countries. I mean, the people who are out there who are
Well, my parents adopted them.
Yeah, exactly. The people who would like to adopt kids, they're not hung up on this whole thing about hair color or skin color or whatever. They don't really care. They'll go to Romania. They'll go to China. They'll go to South Korea. But then what happens is there'll be an easing in a particular country, and then they will shut that down because they'll get embarrassed that their kids are being taken care of by Americans who are coming there to adopt their kids. So they'll shut the whole thing down.
Because, yeah, there's been a ban on taking Russian kids out. But, I mean, look at her. She's actually crying. She's such a cult member, and they won't say who they're with. They just wear all black, which is fitting.
Yeah.
Executioners. Yeah. Let's go to Jakari Jackson. Jakari, what's happened since we've been talking the last few minutes there at the demonstration?
Okay, so things really seem to calm down by and large. The officer kind of chilled everybody out, but we still have people for and against the cause. But, you know, they're more peacefully coexisting at this moment. And so this is the scene right now. We have many more people. How many people do you think are here, man? It's a lot more. 30, 40. Okay, so 30, 40 or so.
I think it was more like 50 or 60. The people are down the road there. Yeah, we need more people to get out there, though, especially with the First Amendment being attacked. And we only started promoting this 3 days ago, so good job, everybody.
The little girl was screaming earlier. And she, like, they actually believe that we want the babies to live and the mothers to die.
Yeah.
That's what she was screaming earlier. They're just ignorant and they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't understand that every time there's an abortion that happens, the woman is six times more likely to have breast cancer. My mother passed the breast cancer. I'm not anti-woman at all. But it's just they're so ignorant they won't listen to you because they're just screaming racist in your face.
Well, that's pretty much what, you know, a lot of these guys, that's all their argument is. You know, because the guys like, you guys hate black people. I was in Ferguson where, you know, I got tear gas for people's First Amendment rights.
Right.
But
come on. It's obvious that you hate black people.
Yeah, I hate black people every day in my life. You know, very good. Thank you, sir. So, you know, these are the most ridiculous arguments they have is like, even if you're black, they'll say that you hate black people. If you're a woman, they say that you hate women. They have no argument or real basis.
Absolutely. Jakari, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. We got to go to break. from the demonstration just illustrating what the pro-death side is like. I mean, I knew rats would show up. In fact, I even predicted to do. I said the rat creatures will show up, and they crawl out of a hole.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm incoming. I'm getting suited up here. I'm about to leave the studio. We're about 7-8 minutes away from the Planned Parenthood mothership on 201 East Bend White, right off 290. And Gucciardi's ran here, and he said, come on, man, you got to get down there. I know my responsibility is to be here in studio, but I'll have a live feed down there. This should be interesting, so join me. I'll be there by the bottom of the hour, 12:30 Central, right in the middle of the noon hour. There was a InfoWars magazine burning event by the Communist Action Group, as they call themselves. We're scanning their Facebook right now, but it appears that's this group. So, see, I mean, just immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just immediately. Scum of the earth, if that's them.
Well, their first choice, Alex, is to completely block speech. They don't
want to
have
a debate. Let's recap for folks that joined us. Yeah. I forgot to do it. Tell us, David, what we're doing, what's happening.
Well, we've got a demonstration there. Basically, showing people the hypocrisy of the Black Lives Matter, that they're only concerned about what's going on with police brutality, and we're concerned about that as well. But we're also concerned about the black lives that have been destroyed by the millions since Roe v. Wade with abortion. And to point out that Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger, somebody who made it very clear that she was targeting the black population for extermination as part of her eugenics vision.
Please bring my bullhorn in. Go ahead.
So that's why we're out there to protest. And I had counter-protesters who showed up, if you could call them that. They came out in black suits with black signs, nothing on it. They didn't want to exercise their free speech or try to convince people that abortion was fine, that it was preferable. They had nothing to say. They wanted to stop our speech, with the exception of one that I've seen who came out there and says, Alex Jones is anti-woman, and when Jakari asked her, she just said, you're racist, you're sexist.
Absolutely. That's Please bring a bullhorn in. I want to test it. I know they've got one of my other bullhorns down there, but just go ahead and bring it in the studio.
So what they do is they use ad hominem attacks, they use charges of racism and sexism that are unsupported, but primarily they want to shut down other people's speech, just black it out. That's what they're doing with these signs that are out there.
Keep going, David.
What we saw earlier, and it's a perfect metaphor for the way they operate, is that, and there's the bullhorn you can hear in the background. What they wanted to do was to shut down people's free speech. And so we see them trying to hold black signs in front of other people's signs that have something written on them. And, of course, it was a back and forth. My wife and others were trying to put their signs lower and higher. Perfect metaphor for the way they operate. Again, as I said, it's either ad hominem attacks that are not supported or unsupported charges of racism and sexism, and they have nothing to say. Primarily, they just want to shut other people's free speech down.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to shut their free speech down. I'm going to go down there and really talk about what's going on. You take over. I'll be back by the third hour. We'll open the phones up. I got a ton of news over here. We got Rand Paul clips we haven't gotten to yet. We've got Congressman saying there is no spying and Rand Paul's lying. I mean, this Absolutely. Is just over the top what's going on. But when you get scum of the earth, I don't know what they are, communist Easter bunnies, whatever they are, showing up, spewing total lies and trying to shut down the First Amendment, it just shows, don't they know how bad they look doing this on TV and radio right now?
Oh, it's a great photo op. I'm glad they did it. It's something that you can use. It's what they did is actually a metaphor for the way they operate everywhere. As you pointed out, Alex, they try to shut down the internet. They try to shut down free speech everywhere they go. And here you can see it with people having signs, and they want to just take their black signs and hold it up over the other ones.
Yeah, well, I'm coming, rats. All right, take over, and I'll be back. Infowars.com, David Knight taking over. I'm jumping in the old Dodge Hellcat and going on down there. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Mommy, that's the John Wayne of cars. You got to have it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
This is going to be pretty amazing. Yeah, stay with us because you aren't going to want to miss this when Alex Jones confronts these Marxist people who just want to censor other people's speech. They don't want to make an argument for it because what is your argument? I got to tell you that a turning point for me in terms of abortion, I had bought the argument as a libertarian that this is just about people's choice. We can't agree as to when life begins. And it was what they call partial birth abortion that was really the turning point for me, Alex. That was when I was, I was doing a paper candidacy running for Congress. And people started asking me about partial birth abortion. It was something that was new. And when I understood what it was, that they took a mature baby, as Rand Paul points out, would you kill a 7-pound baby? It just comes right down to that. And if the answer to that is true, then you start to realize what's behind all this. I had not understood what the eugenics agenda was. I hadn't understood that that was really what was behind it. I believe that another thing that has really waken people up is the idea that they can see these babies with what they call 4G ultrasound, 4D ultrasound. They can look at the children. They can see them moving inside the womb. They can see facial expressions. Now, you've seen the National Geographic specials where they take unborn babies of elephants or dogs or other animals, and you can look at the animal inside the mother, you can make out the features, you can see them moving. That is something I think is a very, very powerful thing. That's what the lady was trying to do. Coming out there, they do this on a regular basis. They talk to people who are considering abortion and they say, do you understand that this is a mature child that you may be killing? Do you understand that there are people out there who would willingly adopt this child and give it a life? It's not going to be a financial responsibility for it. At the same time, Planned Parenthood is trying to tell people that this child is going to cost you an incredible amount of money over your lifetime. They say this is going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for you to raise this child. That is projecting everything back from the future into the current. It really isn't that much of a burden, as we all know, when you add an extra mouth to feed. Maybe you don't send the child to college. Maybe you don't make them a debt slave. We haven't sent our kids to college. We haven't encouraged them to go into debt for this. There are certain majors that you might want to go into for college, but, you know, for the most part, having a child is not a financial burden for people. It is a wonderful experience. As a parent, I would encourage everybody to have children, adopt children, do what you can. That's what we're trying to get people to understand. If they are in a position where they are a single individual, they're young, they can't take care of this child, understand that there are other people out there who are willing to do it for you. That's the key thing, to get people to understand that. I don't know if we have Jakari on the... yeah, we do? Okay, Jakari, have you got somebody there you want to talk to? Hello, Jakari. Are you
yes.
there?
Yes, hello, David.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, we're out here at the scene, and we're going to move around a little bit and talk to the officer. Excuse me, officer. I'm just curious, what's the law? What do we need to do to stay compliant with the wishes of the city?
Stay in between the sidewalk and the telephone poles.
Sidewalk and telephone poles.
Bank just called. They don't want you on the property. So if you stay in between the sidewalk and the telephone poles, that way you're not blocking the sidewalk. You're not bothering anybody else. No business.
Very good, sir.
Otherwise, go on and do the good things.
Thank you, sir. All right. Nice officer there. So we'll try to stay compliant. If anybody's going to come out here and join us, make sure you stand between the sidewalk and the telephone poles. If you see any pedestrians, try to give them a little bit of space to move around. And
well, you know, Jakari, Alex is on his way, so he's going to be joining you. That's going to be your job, to try to keep him in the confined free speech area there.
That's a job I look forward to. Let's talk to your wife, David.
Okay.
All right. Come on in. Let's talk. So, no. So, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask your wife, David?
Yeah, tell us about that guy trying to hide your sign, Karen.
Okay, so he says, tell us about the guy who's trying to hide your sign.
Well, he was abusive verbally, and I do have it on tape. I sent it to you. I don't know if you got it. I don't know what to tell you about.
I could see her holding her sign low when he would go high and high when he would go low.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you. We'll keep moving around. All right. So, as you can see, most people are being compliant here. The officer came in. And so you see this gentleman trying to hold up his sign, and he's being blocked.
Yeah.
By the tarp.
Perfect example. There's the metaphor for how the authoritarians want to shut down free speech. They don't have anything to say. They know they can't win the argument, so they just want to shut your speech down. They could
make
their own signs. They could make their own arguments, but instead, they want to shut speech down because, Jakari, they don't have a way to win this argument.
Yeah. All right, now, Pete, now you've been out here for a while. What do you think about it so far?
I love it because, man, whether the intention's negative or positive, man, the light's on it. The truth is being exposed, and you're either going to have to pick a side or get out the way, man, because you know what? We got to defend the kids. That's really why I came out here, because, man, you know.
It's all the kids, you know what I mean? Because it's not just the black kids or the Hispanic kids. It's all the kids. You know, I want everybody's kids to have a chance in this world, but we can't do that if we have all these Planned Parenthoods out here doing an abortion. And they'll say to you that abortion is only one aspect of what Planned Parenthood does, which, okay, fine, but if they didn't have that one aspect, nobody would be out here right now.
And, you know, on a spiritual level, this is an attack on children, and if we want to maintain the moral high ground, then we have to stop this. We cannot let this continue.
Yeah, that's good. That's a real good point to make. This is... Yes, I'm sorry. Off the record. Okay, well, the officer is asking to talk to me off the record, so if you guys will just give me a moment here.
Okay, so I guess we'll take you off of the air right now. You know, we were talking about how Planned Parenthood will come to the pregnant ladies and try to tell them how unaffordable it's going to be for them to have children. But understand that when it comes to dollars and cents, the abortion industry has made about $27 trillion off of this since Roe v. Wade. Look at the 54 million children that have been killed with abortion. Multiply that out by the average cost of $500. That's what I get, is $27 trillion. It's big business. It's about money for them. But they also have a eugenics agenda that they think sets them apart from the rest. They won't talk about that. They will only hold up black signs in front of other people's signs that are explaining what's really going on here. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. You won't want to miss Alex Jones showing up to confront these censors at the anti-abortion rally. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We've just had Alex Jones go to the Black Lives Matter protest that is taking place in Austin. He's going to be there live. You aren't going to want to miss this because Alex is upset, as he should be. Black Lives Matter, that's the hashtag that's been put out there in terms of trying to get people to stop police brutality. Of course, police brutality is not directed only at black lives. It's directed at everyone. But as Alex has pointed out, they're the beta test. They're bearing the brunt of this in disproportionate numbers. But if Black Lives Matter and police brutality, don't Black Lives Matter in terms of abortion? That's the whole point of this. Abortion has been disproportionately targeted towards the black community. The founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, made it very clear that's why she was creating this, to get rid of undesirable ethnic groups, and she put black people in that category. She famously said, they have a choice, these people. We can either have segregation or we can have sterilization. That's what this is about. So we showed up to protest the Planned Parenthood site and to use this Black Lives Matter to get people to think more broadly about this. And we had counter demonstrators, and I use that term loosely because they showed up dressed in black, carrying black signs, and trying to hold them in front of the banners of the people who had shown up to protest. They didn't have any speech that they wanted to counter. They didn't have anything they wanted to say. They just want to shut down your free speech. A wonderful visual, a wonderful metaphor for the way the authoritarians work. Typically the left. Understand, too, that most of these people who have been proclaiming themselves as pro-life for the last 40 years are also the ones pro-choice, I'm sorry, not pro-life, the ones who have been calling themselves pro-choice are the ones who are working the hardest to take away your informed consent, trying to force vaccines on you, on your family, on your children. They don't want freedom of choice. They don't want freedom of speech. You can see that in this demonstration where they show up and just try to cover up other people's signs. And the only person who wrote anything on a sign, it was to say that that InfoWars is anti-women, and she had nothing to say except you're sexist and you're racist. That's what we see. If they ever say anything, they just rehash those same old tired cliches. And they have become cliches. And it's a shame because there really is racism out there. And when they use it like that, when they cry wolf, that is what is really concerning. Jakari, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jake.
All right, tell us what you see right now at the site. And Jakari is on site there at the demonstration in front of Planned Parenthood.
Yes, as you can see, we're still out here in front of the Planned Parenthood. We have several people out here now, at least, 50, 60 or so. We're staying over here because there's been a lot of profanity used over there amongst some of the others. So we're trying to stay and have a clean feed. But, it's a pretty peaceful scene. We had a chance to talk to one of the officers, and I do have a correction for all the people who heard what Alex said earlier. He gave the incorrect address. This is 201. The 501 address was actually the strip club down the street. Don't go to the strip club. Come up to the Planned Parenthood at 201 East Bend White. You can't miss us. You got 50, 60, 100 people out here.
Yeah,
so it's going to be real hard to miss us.
If you're on Ben White, you're going to see that because it's a large crowd of people, even if you don't see the Planned Parenthood sign. Absolutely.
Yeah, so come on out. Be peaceful. The officers are requesting that we stand between the sidewalks and the telephone poles. That's to not infringe on anybody's property, not just the Planned Parenthood, but there's also a bank and a Wendy's. So be respectful to them. Be respectful to their employees, most definitely. If they ask you to please step back, just go ahead and do that because our fight isn't with the bank. It's we're fighting against the killing of our children. It's not just black children. And people say, why Black Lives Matter? Why do you want to take attention away from the police? It doesn't stop with the police. Yes, that is an issue, but we also understand that this is one of the biggest killers of blacks in our country, and it's the Planned Parenthood. And
that's
it's not
right.
Just the blacks, it's the white children and the brown children and all the children, David.
That's right. Just like police brutality, it affects all races, all groups. But it's important that people understand that this abortion industry was created specifically to target blacks with eugenics, with genocide. That's what they need to understand. That's the point that we're trying to make. And clearly, you should understand if you understand that blacks are being singled out. And we saw that that clip that surfaced this weekend of a open carry test. They had a white guy with a rifle shouldered over on his shoulder, and they had a black guy, and they showed very graphically how the police reacted totally differently to the two individuals. So we understand that there's an issue with the police. We understand that black people are being targeted with that. But we also need to understand that they are being targeted with Planned Parenthood. Go ahead, Jakari.
Hey, David, we have a gentleman here. He has something he'd like to share with us. What's your name, sir?
My name is Father Christopher Terry. I'm a religious Dominican priest. I normally go to the Planned Parenthood down in Houston on the I-45.
Hang on, we got to go to a break. We're going to be right back. Tell them to stay right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in the studio. The reason I'm here and Alex isn't is because he is on his way to a Black Lives Matter protest. Alex was absolutely infuriated. He grabbed his bullhorn and he's on his way down there because we were holding a demonstration to try to get people to understand that Black Lives Matter no matter how old the people are. It isn't just the police brutality, but it's also the direct eugenics agenda of Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, specifically targeting the black community. We're trying to wake people up to that. Just before we went to the break, Jakari, do you still have the priest who was there that you were talking to?
Yes, I do, Dave.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
We have the gentleman here.
Please. Yes, go ahead.
Now, sir, we have to keep moving around, but just take us a couple minutes and just tell us who you are and what you're telling me during the break.
Hey,
Yes. My name is Father Christopher Terry. I'm a religious priest, the Order of Preachers, Dominican, famous for the Spanish Inquisition. But I came up here in solidarity with, well, trying to network with InfoWars, but also with the other pro-lifers here.
And you were telling me some things about the Catholic Church during the break.
Yes, I usually go to the I-45 Planned Parenthood Clinic in Houston. There's only a few of us, you know, two or three. And it is the largest late-term abortion clinic in the Western world, not just the Western Hemisphere, but in the Western world. Its sister clinic is in China, South China, and they're both run by the same organization, Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood International. So the establishment of this clinic in Houston was actually done by a Catholic bishop who is now a cardinal, Cardinal DiNardo. And no one's more responsible for winning the one vote from Bart Stupak that passed Obamacare than Cardinal DiNardo and Bishop World or Cardinal World in Washington, D.C. Now those with the National Conference of Catholic Bishops working for so-called immigration reform, i.e. amnesty. Cardinal DiNardo and Cardinal World have received almost $35 million of taxpayers' money in order to facilitate through the Catholic Church Catholic charities and also...
All right, sir. Well, thank you. We got to keep moving. I appreciate you. All right. Well, look who just joined us here.
Alex is there.
You cannot hear stand up for the unborn who have been targeted. God bless you all. You're amazing. And millions of people now know about how we really save all the babies, including the black babies. All of you out here are simply amazing. God bless you all. And we've seen the demons out of hell that have literally crawled up out of the gutter to try to restrict the First Amendment. They will fail. When Roe v. Wade was passed and ran through the Supreme Court back in 1973, 55% of Americans in Gallup supported abortion. Now it's over 70% that are against it. We are winning! The truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you all. The enemies of freedom are so disgusting and evil that they won't even say who they are, like the Klan we have in these photographs. And they don't understand that restricting free speech only shows them to be the flaming totalitarians that they are. But right now, 3 million people are listening to us, and millions more will watch the video, hundreds of thousands see it now. Their attempt to silence free speech has failed. The answer to their 1984 tyranny is 1776. Pro-human, pro-liberty freedom is rising. And it will never be silenced. Never. As the enemy presses across the planet to silence humanity's awakening, it will only kindle greater fires in the hearts of men and women that will burn down the tyranny. It is here. It is a peaceful revolution, a paradigm shift, and I salute the info warriors of every race, color, and creed across the globe. Yeah. Margaret Sanger, person of the year twice in Time magazine. They want to put her on the $20 bill. Literally taught Hitler everything he knew. And they do not want that information coming out. Well, guess what?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is coming out. Guess what? It is coming out.
Way behind.
And we are not going to be stopped from getting this information out. We are going to continue to get all of this information out, and we're never going to stop.
into this satanic temple of human sacrifice to protect their gods' blood sacrifices, it will now blow up in their face and be 10 times bigger when the headlines come out that socialist pro-death scum try to censor the First Amendment, try to stop demonstrations.
This is Alex Jones.
On the street, everybody.
He's live at the demonstration.
Salute everyone that came out here today.
The satanic temple!
That's exactly what it is, and we're exposing it.
Bullet.
Just like we were fighting the abortion at the Capitol, they had women stand around chanting, Hail Satan! It's a sacrament to kill their babies. Women that have been tricked and had abortions, God forgives them, and none of us are here to judge. I have been involved in abortions while I was younger, and I wish I never would have done it. What matters is your heart, and all those that love this system, they love death. And that's why the disciples of this always are the same. And they have the same dead look in their eyes, and they wear the same black robes as high priest Satanists, because they are out here promoting this and they can't stand it. And now, because of their totalitarian evil, everyone is seeing them here trying to shut down free speech. Imagine and thank God every day that we didn't crawl out from under rocks like the lowest forms of anti-human trash that dare to call themselves liberal when they are the literal scum of the planet. Is this the best the devil can offer? Is these weaklings? Is this the God of this world that everyone wants to serve and fall out to when the servants are worse than Gollum? I'm telling you right now, their whole system is destined from the foundations of this earth to fall. And we stand with the innocents. We stand with the truth. We stand against the New World Order. And their 1984 system will fall. Liberty and the awakening and the pro-human movement and the pro-life movement is rising. Yeah! 90%+ of EPA and FDA scientists joined us in letters to their chief saying, remove fluoride, it's a chemical weapon to brain damage the people, and the federal government has announced the beginning of the removal of the fluoride. Devastating victory! Devastating victory against death! Praise God for that! Huge victories! Glyphosate's being sued and shut down. Countries all over are declaring it a cancer weapon. We're winning that war when they said they couldn't be stopped. No! The people standing for truth and liberty are invincible!
Yeah.
Ah! I'm sick of the weak devil worshiping scum! They're filth! It is time for good people who have the real strength of life to stand up against this filth!
Right.
Scar, you get in there. Get in there and let them know.
This is live at the Black Lives Matter rally in front of a
Come on, do it.
I definitely thank everybody for coming out here today.
God bless you, brother.
Your support, because we have many people who don't want this message to get out there. They choose not to speak. When they are given the opportunity, they just come out to you. They come out to you. If you're black, they'll call you a racist. If you're a woman, they'll call you a sexist. And that's all the argument you have. But I think everybody who came out here today to support us, and thank you, it's not you're supporting us, you're supporting the lives of these children, not just black children, white children, Hispanic children, yellow children, all the children all around the world. And it's not just when you come out against Planned Parenthood, when you come out against the police brutality, it's everything they're doing to all of us, so it's not one of us, it's all of us together standing against this tyranny.
Keep going, Zakari.
I guess Alex blew out his voice.
They're going into the dumpsters back there. They need to stop.
That's right. That's right.
The babies in the dumpster.
That's right. They're dehumanizing us. They're teaching us we're crap, and we're not.
Stop. They're biohazard. They're people.
Tell us.
They're not trash. They're people. Look at these provocateurs.
Look at this. Go. Which one's the provocateur?
Kidding me. He was no, that's not true. Only on you. Stop, man. That's not cool. Don't tell lies.
Hey, punk, why don't you push somebody your own size?
That's not how it happened.
Go ahead. Touch me and see what happens.
Alex, relax. That's not how it happened.
Go ahead. You want to pick on a cold cripple man?
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. That's not what happened.
One of you touches me, you're going to find out.
First of all, I'm not on that side, idiot.
Why don't you abort yourself?
Parenthood
control
clinic in Austin. I guess we could call it a clinic. I don't really think it's a clinic. That's what they call it.
Your
face. You've been getting in everybody's face since you got here.
You know why? You know why? Because people like you
are mind control.
That's right. We're trying to.
Yeah. I don't mean you're not mind control. You out here fucking tourists.
Look at you getting in everybody's face. Put one your finger in everybody's face. Hey, how many fingers you got pointing at you?
I just stopped the fight.
You're going to start the fight, man.
I just
want to start
the
fight.
I just protected free speech.
All right, well, if that's the case, then let's shut it down.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, where's the photo of Margaret Sanger with the Klan? Let's show folks that. That's what people need to understand. Oh, you actually want to talk? Are we a little communist action force? Tell us who you're with. Tell us who you're with.
That's what I want to do is save the baby. I don't want to fight. I just want to save the baby. We're talking about human lives. You're sacrificing them. You got them inside the cage. They don't escape. Man,
you're not going to have the moral high ground if you keep killing these kids. And if you're against the babies being killed, if you're for the babies being killed, man, you're not going to survive this thing. You are not. And if you're against babies, I feel bad for you.
That's how the enemy gets the hedge of protection to be brought down. We see our country becoming cursed. Now, listen. You guys are out here trying to block people's free speech. Announce yourself.
I'm just trying to promote free peace. I'm doing my thing.
I'm not trying to block people's signs. Exactly. You don't have anything but a black shroud of death to make sure nobody thinks about what's happening to those kids inside.
Oh, no, he is. He did say we're killing babies.
Yeah, I know. He's out here trying to block our free speech.
It's called abortion. He can't do that.
He doesn't have an election. Whoever sent these guys out here, whatever, YouTube professor or whatever, told them don't talk. Because they're dumber than a box of rocks. Says the guy to what?
I have nothing to say to you, Alex Jones.
That's right, because you're such a trendy.
You're garbage.
Oh, I'm garbage.
You're absolutely.
Just
garbage.
Like the babies. Guess what? My mother didn't kill me. I was born in 74. Yeah, you failed. You failed.
Explain yourself. Why can't y'all just explain?
Hey, all those that hate God, love death, and you just enjoy your life, buddy. I'm glad you picked your side.
Babies are aborted. You think that's okay?
Half the black people never got born after 74. You think that's okay?
I have nothing to say to you guys.
You have nothing to say. There you go. Because they can't talk. They don't have anything to say. And Planned Parenthood was founded by the queen of the Klan. Look at this. What's it say? Multi-death corporations. Hey, look, that's Planned Parenthood. Look at all the dead bodies right there. It's classic. But see, weak people get into death because they're subconsciously afraid of it. It's like a moth to flame. They fly towards it. They're not even conscious enough to realize why they revel in it. But then when they're all into death and all their motifs are death and what they produce is death, they then turn around and tell us that we're the bad people. It's absolutely unbelievable. But I want to look, I know you're trying to shut down free speech on the campuses and everywhere else, people like you, your spirit. And I'm glad you came out to show everybody who you are. You will save thousands of children now, bare minimum, as this goes viral with all Black Lives Matter. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, demon. Thank you so much for what you've done. All the promises are being fulfilled. They will continue to be fulfilled.
That's right.
I guarantee you. I'm telling you right now.
The First Amendment. Beat the heck out of those.
It is unbelievable. I mean, I love how it's like a dead brown shroud. I guess that they'd cover the babies with. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Imagine out here, even if you're for abortion, out here celebrating this death camp founded by Hitler's queen. I mean, this is unbelievable. I want to give David Knight a few minutes to speak. I don't have any audio. So, David Knight, you take a minute or two out. I'll cut back in a second.
What we have seen here at this rally, and again, the reason that Alex Jones went there was because unknown to us, unexpected by us, we had a lot of people show up to supposedly counter the protesters there. They showed up with nothing except for black shrouds to put over the signs talking and exposing about what's going on at Planned Parenthood. We should have guessed it, I guess, because we've seen this before. When we went to cover a gun control rally at the Capitol.
These minions, they won't talk to us.
Well, I went up to him. Go ahead, my name's Gabriel, and started talking to him. Just really, you know, hey, man, you know about Margaret Sanger? Do you know who that is? They didn't even know who that was. Really? You don't know who the founder of Planned Parenthood was? And I said, no. And I said, and then I showed him, well, she was affiliated with the Klan, and it's really part of a eugenics program. You're about eugenics, right? No, what does that word mean?
I don't know what the word eugenics means.
So, you know, that's the point, that we're ignorant. People don't know what the word eugenics means, so they don't really know. And then you have other people here trying to hide my signs, blocking my free speech. They're so intellectually vapid, they have nothing to say, so all they can do is cover my sign up. And I went up to them and said, hey, what do you got? Come at me, man. Come on. Argue with me. How am I wrong? And they're just sitting there. And I said, this guy's a clown. This Mr. Beard Boy here holding up black papers, he's just a clown. Go up to him and talk to him about history, about philosophy.
Well, listen, is this the best? Is this the best the New World Order can offer?
It's just a vapid sense of MySpace, YouTube, Facebook. It's all about me. It's all this new meme that I'm smarter than you, I'm better than you. And it's like this.
And they get off on rationing health care to old people, to the veterans, to babies. The socialists, I mean, they get off on, well, they got to cut it off so we get more. It's just so stupid.
Zero-sum paradigm. It's a zero-sum game. If I don't get it, then you're getting it from me. Instead of that we can collaborate and have synergy, no, it's all of this zero-sum mentality. Instead of having a win-win situation, it's like, well, if you take money from them, then I'm not going to get it, so I'm going to be against giving the people their pension funds. Because that's going to, you know...
Exactly. It's pure crap. We can build whatever we want. We've got total potential. We're built in the image of the Creator. We're great builders. Look what we've done. And, again, I'm ranting and raving here. Pretty fired up, David Knight. We may have skipped this network break. Houston, did we skip the break?
No, we're still going. We're still going. We're coming up to the break, and we're going to come right
back.
Okay,
we skipped the break. I can't skip all of these, and that's what I bring us to now here, okay? I'm going to move on down the road here. A moment. Yep. We did skip the break. I was told that in my ear. Were we? Yes or no, guys? Okay, great. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Again, we're working this out. It's real news, real information, teleprompter free. And I heard crosstalk there and was trying to ascertain that for sure. We've gone an hour and 50 minutes into this transmission. I think we've already skipped three breaks. That will cost the network and myself, because I have half the ads. That's part of my radio operation. Probably $10,000. So I just blew $10,000 today because I get so excited that I can't even go to break. That's why you need to support InfoWars.com, InfoWars Live, InfoWarsStore.com, because we are a warfare operation against the globalists. Just yesterday, I was looking at our accounting to see if I can even send reporters to Bilderberg this year. I know I can send Paul Watson, but I want to be able to send some of the other people. I'll be with you just a second, sir. Thank you for being here. And it is so important that people buy the T-shirts, the books, the videos, everything. It is so important, all of you, so that we can stand against the enemy, have the equipment, have the great crew, build this TV system to bring real truth to the planet, not just North America or the United States. So please go to InfoWarsLife.com. The special 20% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality. That is going to be ending this Sunday. We've got the Silver Bullet, all the other products, the great high-quality water filtration system. Everything we sell is the very best we can get to also have value, because it's about win-win, that same philosophy that Gabriel was just talking about. So I've gone an hour and 52 minutes now without mid-air refueling. We need you to fund our operation. We need you to pray for us. We need you to buy the products. We need you to spread the word about InfoWars.com. We need everybody to send the link right now to friends and family, InfoWars.com/show for the free video feed. We need people to be PrisonPlanet.tv members to see all the films and get the nightly news. That subscription, that's about to launch on TV very, very soon. Big announcements coming soon on that front. And again, we see the pathetic enemy out here like a bunch of jellyfish who are just soulless, dim-eyed, shark-eyed, great white-eyed, dead vessels. They are sucked dry, just mindless idiots who hate life and hate freedom and hate free speech. In fact, CJ's looking into it, but we believe this is the same group that had a Facebook thing burning my magazines a month ago. And, I mean, this is just incredible how totalitarian these type of groups and affiliated groups are, and they won't even say who they are. It is simply over the top, and that's what we stand against. And every time we stand against the enemy, every time we speak out against them, whether it's TPP or whatever the globalist operation is, it folds whenever we stand against them, but then they just keep coming back. That's why we need more people to get involved. We need more people to take action and expose what these globalists and their minions are up to, because once we actually face them on the field, they are pathetically disgusting, soul-sucked jellyfish that have had their humanity sucked right out of their eyeballs. And folks are driving by, they're honking. God bless everybody. We got a lot of people coming by saying they appreciate us. And it just comes down to the fact that that humanity is awakening on hundreds of fronts. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. I'm Father Christopher Terry. I just wanted to give you this book.
John Quincy Adams and the Grand Strategy for the Republic. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you. What do you think of this event out here? We only planned it for about 3 days, but now they're spreading around the country, thanks to Reverend Childress.
Well, I have a deep admiration for InfoWars, and it's very important that InfoWars, in a sense, spearheads also the pro-life movement, because certainly the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, Pope Francis, had completely turned their back on the pro-life movement. And Alex, I've always written to InfoWars. I know very, very much about the Vatican and Pope Francis, their involvement, Cardinal DiNardo down in Houston, and D.C. Cardinal Wuerl, their involvement in Obamacare, getting that passed, their involvement now in child sex slave trafficking victims through the Wilberforce Act, 2008. They've gotten over $30 million between.
Well, I know you've probably written us letters. I've missed them or don't remember them. I get so much mail about 200 pieces a day. But send us some information again. Attention, Rob, do, and I'll try to look at it. Okay. What do you think of these guys trying to censor free speech out here?
It's horrible, but this is a satanic operation. And you ask them, explain yourself. They're like zombies. They're like satanic zombies.
You're more well-spoken than I. They are satanic zombies.
Yes. And Planned Parenthood, you know, the memo 200, Kissinger and Nixon, Planned Parenthood becomes the sword of depopulation of Skull and Bones, CIA.
Planned Parenthood of Bill and Melinda Gates is involved in forced abortion in China. That's come out in the news.
But I come from Houston, and I go to the I-45 Planned Parenthood. It is the largest late-term abortion clinic, not just in the Western Hemisphere, in the Western world. The largest one is in Shanghai, South China. They're both run by Planned Parenthood.
That's right, and they take people there, according to the records, for forced abortions. So next it'll be forced abortion, and you're not for a woman's right if you don't want to make her kill her baby.
Absolutely. It's just, this is the end. It's sexual suicide. Christendom and the Republic are ending in sexual suicide, the destruction of the family, and, of course, mass annihilation through abortion. It couldn't be worse. It couldn't, and they sacrifice those babies to Satan.
Well, it's come out a lot of them have admitted that they are Satanists, and it's a sacrament to them. It's total abomination. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. Thanks for coming out. All right, folks, Jakari Jackson's been leading this thing. I kind of came down here and hijacked our operation because there'll be a new conspiracy to hijack my own demonstration. Again, I want to thank you all for coming out here. We're going to be out here for another hour. David Knight's back at the studio. I know we can't skip this break coming up here in just a moment. David Knight, take us out to break. We're going to come back and talk to some more of these folks, okay?
All right, we'll do, Alex. As we've seen before, when we go to cover these rallies, it was at the state capitol that we were covering a gun control rally, and there were two protesters there protesting gun control, holding up signs that this is going to be about banning all firearms. If you remember that clip that we pulled out where the mayor pro tem said, you hang on to that sign. We're not doing that just yet, but we're going to make that sign come true. Well, it was also at that rally that everyone else there tried to cover up the signs of just two protesters who were there, two counter-protesters. They could not allow them to hold their sign up. They wanted to cover it up. That's precisely what we've seen here at this protest at the Planned Parenthood site in Austin. Rather than showing up and telling people why they should have an abortion or try to push back against any arguments, they simply want to censor other people's free speech. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about an article that's up on InfoWars.com about how this is happening across college campuses. Free speech zones. Permission to exercise your First Amendment. Because they don't respect the right to life, they don't respect the right to keep and bear arms, and they don't respect your free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.